Welcome to Whack Brackets, the podcast that enjoys listening to jazz, not the musical style, but the basketball team. And I actually know all of Rudy Gobert's darkest secrets. I'm your host, Mike. And this episode, I have on a couple of podcasters to help me with my Thanksgiving Day food special. And these guys, they tackle the deepest issues on the internet, usually involving movies. The biggest question being is, and I still don't know the answer to this, where the fuck are the popcorn bags? I've got on Mantis and Brianna from the show of that name. How are you guys doing today?
Great, great. That was a great intro. You're like Sean Evans over here.
I know. Oh my gosh, it was embarrassing for us.
No. I actually write most of these up. So I have a few things that I write up, and then I just start going off the cuff.
I do the same thing.
I don't.
He's awful.
That's terrible. All right. You're naturally interesting, Brianna. Me, I need help. So.
No, it shows. It shows that I don't put any extra effort in.
So anyway, why don't you guys do me a favor, or do the listeners a favor as well, and tell them what you do over at Where the Fuck Are the Popcorn Bags?
So at Where the Fuck Are the Popcorn Bags, which is our Instagram handle, we go into an episode. We divulge some secrets we found online about the movie that we're going to review for the night. We take off. I get a little high. Brianna eats some snacks. And then we come back and we review the movie that we just watched, give an immediate knee-jerk reaction. I find the immediate knee-jerk high reaction is the most genuine thing I could possibly give to my listeners. So that's why I like to keep it simple like that.
Yeah, that's kind of the way that I approach bar situations, or I used to when I was single. I would go out, I'd get really shit-faced, and then say really dumb shit to girls. And yeah, I didn't find any girls in bars too often.
Weird.
Where'd you meet your wife?
Actually, yeah, I met my wife at work. So.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
I wasn't in the bag when I met her. It helped. But the other thing is, too, just to let the listeners know, if you're trying to find their podcast, it is actually Where the FCK, and you'll probably find them on Spotify, as well as your Instagram handle also does not have the U. Is that true?
Yes, that's correct. Thank you. Yeah, we're on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We actually just got on Pandora, so that's kind of cool.
Oh. That is cool.
Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, it took a few months. But yeah, so come on down, listen to us. We do modern movies or movies that have just come out. And so come on down, listen to us, giggle and review.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun to listen to. I've listened to a few of their episodes here and there, and they just have a good rapport. So I figured I would invite them on here and help them save my podcast so you don't have to listen to me do this alone. So with all that said, again, we are going to bracket off these Thanksgiving Day foods. I'll explain what whack brackets are, and then we'll get right into it.
Do it.
Ready.
Awesome. All right. Well, a whack bracket, what we're doing here is we're asking the burning questions you never knew you wanted answered until we asked them. We bring on fellow podcasters such as Brianna and Mantis here, as well as friends of the show, to bracket off similar contestants using irrelevant, ever-changing questions, and we are ready to start the Thanksgiving Day special. Question one, more disappointing if you don't get your serving. Would it be cranberry sauce or would it be stuffing?
Ooh, it's definitely more disappointing for me if I don't get cranberry sauce because the tartness kind of cuts all of the richness of Thanksgiving food for me, at least. And my mom doesn't make good stuffing. So.
Oh, she doesn't?
No, she uses like a package. We just bear with it, but we don't really like it.
So you don't tell her, you don't hurt her feelings, or you don't give her the come to Jesus moment that, Mom, your stuffing sucks.
No, we've told her, but that's like the only thing she really loves about Thanksgiving, so she just ignores us.
Okay. Fair enough. What do you think, Mantis? We've got one vote for the cranberry sauce.
Well, I'm just going to preface this by saying that Thanksgiving is the worst holiday ever, and I hate it. But I don't hate every bit of the food. And actually, my favorite thing about Thanksgiving is the stuffing, but it's not necessarily, I think, typical stuffing, what most people eat. It's called Italian stuffing, and it's breadcrumbs and tomato sauce and mozzarella. And so that's what we use as a stuffing, and I can eat that by the boatload.
All right.
And I love that.
So you like peel off the chicken parm from the chicken, and that's what you eat?
Yeah, it's pretty much peel. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is, with bits of sausage in it. With bits of sausage in it.
Oh.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
It's delicious. Cranberry. I hate cranberries. Those are awful.
Whoa.
Those are fighting words.
So. Are you kidding?
Thanksgiving's just overrated.
I was still talking about the cranberry sauce. I don't like Thanksgiving. Like, I just like the food.
I don't like turkey. I think that I'm staunchly in the category that people should do chicken on Thanksgiving. It's just better. It just tastes better. Like, why do we have to subject ourselves to turkey? I grew up down the street from Plymouth Rock. There's so many turkeys in my front yard every year. I get the holiday, but chicken's just, it tastes better. Like, we can do Thanksgiving, but just make it chicken.
Oh, I just like the sides and the gravy.
Yeah. You know what? It sounds like we got a split. So I'm going to have to break this. And before I do, I want to explain a couple things. Thing number one, Columbus Day is the worst holiday. Used to actually be a banking holiday. That guy's a racist. But
Oh, yes.
besides.
Hell yeah. Fuck Christopher Columbus. I'm all about that.
So yeah. But this is a close second. We did the Indians no favors coming over here and breaking bread with them, sadly. That didn't turn out well for them either.
Breaking kneecaps.
Bringing tuberculosis or whatever the hell we brought with us, all
Yeah.
kinds of diseases.
That stupid rock.
Fuck that rock.
It's so small. It's so. Have you ever seen The Rock, Mike?
Yeah, Dwayne Johnson, he's big as shit. Oh, you're talking Plymouth Rock. No, I haven't. Where's the.
I love
It's
Dwayne Johnson.
pathetic. It's a pathetic little rock, and people like always graffiti it, and it's hilarious.
I'm trying to figure out what would they would graffiti on Plymouth Rock. I have no idea. So,
Yeah, that's usually something like
Fuck Christopher Columbus. I don't know.
Christopher Columbus is an ass hat. Prove me wrong.
I can't.
I can't do it. It's not possible. So I'm going to give you a little bit of knowledge about cranberry sauce, which I'm sure you already knew. It's actually a quarter a cup a serving has 22 grams of sugar and 110 calories.
Oh yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's kind of like diabetic kryptonite or something. This would put you into shock.
That's why Brianna loves it.
That's because a real cranberry tastes like absolute trash. And I eat cranberry sauce from a can because we're just classy people like that. And
There's nothing wrong with that.
I just really enjoy the shape. It's easy to cut, and I don't care how much sugar it has. It tastes delicious.
Well, it's a good thing you don't care. I bet your doctor's going to care in a few years when they take off your left foot. And I don't want to hear about it. Stuffing, on the other hand, formally introduced in 1972 in the box version that Brianna sadly told us that she has to partake in. And that's usually what I have to partake in as well, sadly. Over 60 million boxes sold every Thanksgiving. But to me, it's just like spicy shit bread chunks. I don't really understand, especially the boxed version. You know, it plugs up your ass like you're eating a bowling ball. It's really easy to fuck up, which is probably why it tastes so bad. And it's just like a bag of autumn leaves. It's just no taste. It's got the spice thing, but it's really not spicy. You still have to put a bunch of salt on it. Still, I'll be honest with you, and I don't like Thanksgiving. To me, it's still necessary for Thanksgiving. It's kind of like when you go to the doctor and you know you're going to get the tongue depressor, and for some reason he doesn't look in your mouth. And then you're like, well, I was kind of looking forward to that shitty tongue depressor taste. It's kind of like that. You know what to expect, and you're going to miss it if you don't have it. So I think for me, I think I'm going to have to agree with Mantis that if I don't get my stuffing, I'm going to be disappointed.
Interesting.
Boom. I don't know if I compare it to a tongue depressor, but yeah, I'll take the win.
Yeah, I'm not a cranberry sauce fan.
It's not. Yeah, I mean, it's not great.
Yeah.
And there's obviously a reason my family doesn't do the boxed stuffing.
Yeah, well, your stuffing sounds dope.
It's we don't fuck around. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, next time I'm up in Massachusetts, I'm stopping by.
Yeah, do it up.
Not the stovetop variety.
The Italian stuffing. We have a very New England Thanksgiving, and it's a Pepperidge Farm bag stuffing and Ocean Spray cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
You know what? Whatever gets you by, if it makes you feel any better, all of my pasta comes out of a ramen bag, and that's the extent of my pasta knowledge anyways.
Nice.
Ate ramen noodles again today for lunch.
I hate ramen noodles. Actually, you know what? I can't say that I hate ramen noodles. I just hate soup.
See, that's your problem. Here's what you do. You don't make the soup. You take the noodles, you boil them, you drain them completely, you put the package in the noodles. Not soup at all.
Oh, but that's so salty.
Oh, it's delicious.
Ugh.
Yeah, I feel like that'd probably be the only way I'd have to do it, like a drier noodle.
Yeah, give that a shot. That's the way I roll with my ramen game. My ramen game is strong.
You put an egg on there?
I've been known to throw an egg in there during the cooking process. It's happened
Oh,
once or
okay.
twice.
Do you put butter in it?
No, I don't.
You should.
Okay, I'll try that.
Just a
Butter.
little.
Brianna went to culinary school.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, Glenn from Pulp Culture also went to culinary school. So there you go.
Oh, cool.
We didn't make a lot of ramen there, though, for some reason.
Yeah. It's really a shame. They had to teach everybody how to make ramen noodles because it's freaking awesome. So
you really perfect them.
Once you get used to making ramen, what you do is you can start cutting the sauce packages with one another so you can kind of make half. There's something called spicy. You can mix the spicy with the beef and you get like a spicy beef. It's really good. Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah, you can make your own flavors. Kind of like mix and match at your own little ramen buffet in my pantry over here.
Like the Brew Bradley of podcasts.
I'm like Guy Fieri of ramen over here. It's Flavor Town, bitch.
I love Guy Fieri. I hate
him. I do.
Yeah, I'm not. I still don't want to know what the fuck's in the donkey sauce. So.
No, oh my God. Oh, the trash can nachos.
So with that said, we are going to let stuffing go on against the winner of this whack bracket. And this is going to pit pumpkin pie versus sweet potato casserole. Which one of these two is less likely to be seen at a typical summer dinner?
Well, this is an easy for me because I've never seen a sweet potato casserole in my life.
Really?
Nope.
Okay.
I had to Google it.
Huh.
Yeah. I was like, what is a sweet potato casserole? Because I've never seen one ever. And I guess that's just not a New England thing. That's what I'm going to go with. Yeah.
So sweet potato casserole. Now, Brianna, are you familiar with sweet potato casserole at all?
I have had it once.
Okay.
And I'm not really a huge fan of it. I do kind of like the toasted marshmallows, but that's really where I cut it. But I also don't really like pumpkin pie. I'm more of an apple pie person.
Pumpkin pie. I say pumpkin pie, apple pie are staples around here for sure, though.
Okay. All righty. So do you guys eat pumpkin pie out of season or is it tends to be a Thanksgiving thing?
It tends to be a Thanksgiving thing.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. I've actually, now that I think about it, summer pies would probably be like a blueberry pie because that's when they come to season around here.
Yeah.
Brambleberry.
What the hell's a brambleberry?
Yeah. Brambleberry is like a Rhode Island thing.
Okay, yeah. Sounds like you're going to like fight a pie or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I think that they just eat a bunch of berries and then throw up into the pie crust and bake it.
Kind of like a baby bird the mom has to eat and then throw up in his mouth.
Rhode Islanders need that. They're like our special little brothers.
So Brianna, are you going pumpkin pie less likely or sweet potato casserole less likely in the summer?
Less likely in the summer, I would probably say a sweet potato casserole just because a pumpkin pie you can sort of sell as a light sort of dessert, but sweet potato casserole, that's a heavy side dish.
Yeah, it is pretty heavy. I mean, the sweet potato casserole, it's kind of chunky and soupy at the same time. It's got the marshmallows thrown in. It's got cinnamon and brown sugar. It looks like Thanksgiving afterbirth or something. It's gross looking. And the thing is about sweet potatoes, though, is that sometimes you will still see sweet potatoes outside of Thanksgiving, not necessarily in the casserole. But there's sweet potato fries. So I was thinking you might see a sweet potato casserole a little out of season. But the thing about pumpkin pie, too, is you don't really get store-bought sweet potato casserole, but there's a huge difference between homemade pumpkin pie and store-bought pumpkin pie.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What's your preference? I actually prefer the store-bought pumpkin pie.
I like the store-bought because it's got that consistency.
Yes.
It's just kind of smoother, I guess.
Yeah, it's really easy to fuck up a pumpkin pie. I've had it where it's kind of stale or stiff and it's overburnt. But yeah, those pumpkin pies at Kroger, they're on point.
What's a typical Kentucky summer barbecue look like?
Spread. Beer. Let me see. The summer barbecue, it's just burgers, hot dogs. You might get lucky and have a friend who's a wizard. He's the Guy Fieri or whatever of the grill, and he throws out the bratwurst, and you're like, "Oh, you're fancy."
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't even really do the barbecues formally.
So, like, what's a typical cook outside then?
That's what I'm thinking. It's nothing but whatever the fucking comes in packages: burgers, brats, hot dogs, whatever you can throw on there and cook real quick, and then it's done. Sometimes somebody will cook a baked potato on the grill.
Wow, that's wild.
That's about as interesting as it gets around these parts. Maybe that's just my family.
We do a lot of like macaroni salads, potato salads, like that kind of.
Yeah, I'll say this. My parents do that some, but it's not usually for a cookout or a barbecue. That's more of just, that's a Thanksgiving Day thing. They love to make the potato salad.
Really? Yeah. Oh, interesting. Okay. Really? Yeah, that's more of a summer thing for us for sure.
Yeah. Well, my mom, she loves the potato salad all the time. It's kind of gross. Hers
yeah,
isn't that good.
I don't eat it.
Yeah. Coleslaw. She loves making coleslaw.
Yeah, I like coleslaw. I don't mind a coleslaw.
You know what? The variance on coleslaw is pretty extreme.
Yeah.
But I haven't given an answer, but it doesn't matter. So we've just been sitting here talking. You guys already voted on sweet potato casserole to the next round. Either way, I was going to pick pumpkin pie, but doesn't matter because sweet potato casserole is going to go on to the final of this Thanksgiving Day whack bracket. And to remind everyone who won the first round, he will be facing stuffing final whack bracket question. Which one of these two would be more disgusting to find a strand of your Aunt Gertrude's hair in?
Definitely in stuffing.
You think?
Yeah, I'm going.
That would be such a bummer.
That would be such a bummer. Once again, because of the pie, right, and the consistency, you pluck a little auntie's hair out. No big deal. But like,
well, this is the casserole now.
Oh, it's the casserole. Same deal. Still, like, there's a lot going on in that casserole. It's pretty goopy. You can't really tell what's going on. Like, one little hair from the casserole, not a big deal. But the stuffing, I wouldn't be able to do it.
I feel like I wouldn't even notice it in the stuffing, though, and I would just eat it. It wouldn't stick out to me. I'd just be like, oh, yeah, chewing along. Probably eating so much hair and bugs, but that's fine.
Bugs get a bad rap.
More merrier. They're high in protein.
That's what I hear. I wonder if that's like an urban legend. Where that your parents tell you so you don't feel bad about eating bugs. You're like, they're high in protein. No big deal.
I'll grab some grasshoppers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen the chocolate-covered grasshoppers.
What? I've never seen a chocolate-covered grasshopper before. I've heard of, like, grasshopper meal, you know, like ground-up grasshopper powder. Ooh. But I've never seen, like, an actual...
Yeah, they take the grasshoppers, I think, and just, like, put them in chocolate and sell them.
Holy fuck.
I'm actually going to look it up. Chocolate covered.
Is that a Hill People delicacy?
It must be because I'm sitting here and it's the second thing that came up. Chocolate covered graham crackers was first. Chocolate covered grasshoppers was second.
So
you can actually order them. Chopped grasshopper chocolate mint cookies at nuts.com. There you go. It's a thing. It is a Hill People thing, I suppose.
Well, hey, whatever happens in the deep, deep dark hills stays in the deep dark hills.
Well, until the inbreeding happens and they crawl out of the closet like Deliverance. But and what did you go with, Brianna?
Definitely stuffing. I don't want anyone ruining my already mediocre stuffing.
Can you make the stuffing even worse this year, Mom? I can do that. I mean, it's going to be hard because we're working with stovetop here, but maybe a little hair would work.
No, the worst thing is her consistency is all over the place. So one year you'll get like a pretty decent one. And then the next year it's like she left it in the oven too long and you're just sitting there eating breadcrumbs. It's disgusting.
Do you actually go through the trouble of putting it in the turkey?
No, we stopped doing that after that whole salmonella became like a really serious problem. And we found out that we didn't want to do that anymore. So
So with that said, it looks like stuffing is going to win. But I don't disagree. I mean, the thing is about stuffing is it is good and you want to have it. And the thing is, more importantly to me about the stuffing and why I think it would be more disgusting, is I think you're more likely to notice it because stuffing, even though you don't necessarily have to chew it, you do. And you're going to notice the hair and you're going to get, and you got to pull it out. Especially like, if you ever had a hair that's cooked into something, but it's only like stuck in one thing. It's like just kind of straight in there. You pull it out and it's like a something stuck to the end of it and you have to pull it off. It's nasty. Whereas I think honestly, if you found a hair, I think Brianna was the one that said it in the sweet potato casserole, it's all goopy and soupy anyway. You don't really chew it. You just kind of gulp it down. You could easily eat that and not notice.
For sure.
Unless it does
sweet
that
potatoes,
weird thing.
They have a lot of sugar, so they'll kill all the germs.
Yeah. Yeah, the worst part is, though, is when you eat that way and you swallow a hair and it gets wrapped around your tonsils or whatever, and it takes forever to get out. But, yeah, that's
That sounds painful.
Yeah, it's more gag reflex than anything. I guess it's not really disgusting. But either way, I do think that we're all in agreement in this round and the final round of this whack bracket that stuffing is going to win this whack bracket of Thanksgiving Day holiday foods, which it should. It's fucking Thanksgiving. That's what stuffing is really created for, right?
It's really true. It's a real lackluster win for stuffing, though.
Yeah, it was a favorite.
The Reds winning the World Series. Just something that would be like, eh.
Yeah, LeBron James winning the NBA championship. You're like, okay, I've seen this play out before. We're going to have to back it because that's the way we play the game. But it was a fun episode regardless. Getting to talk with Brianna and Mantis from the, I'm going to call it the Where the Fire Truck or the Popcorn Bag, since you leave out the U. I could stick any word I want in there.
Yeah, you really can.
Technically, it's really Where the Fuck Are the Popcorn Bags with Mantis and Brianna. And before we go, I will let you kind of pitch your podcast again. I think you may have told them where to catch on social media. If not, let them know, and then we'll wrap it up. So give one more shout to yourself.
Well, just want to first say thanks, Mike, for having us on. Really appreciate it. Would love to do it again sometime. I'll let Brianna take it away, since she normally does anyway for our episodes.
Well, you can find Where the Fudge of the Popcorn Bags on Instagram at Where the Fuck Are the Popcorn Bags without the U. We're also on Twitter, Discord. If you want to listen to any of our episodes, we're on Apple, Spotify, pretty much any place that you can listen to a podcast now. We're famous.
And be a part of our league of international men and women. We have listeners in Philippines and New Zealand. We got to number 10 on the film review charts in the Philippines a couple weeks ago. So that was pretty cool. And 25 in New Zealand, and actually 25 in Australia too. So come check us out.
Damn, that's pretty impressive. But that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to steal quality podcasters like Brianna and Mantis here, get them on, and try to get some of their listeners. So it's all an evil plot.
Same thing. We're trying to gain followers here.
So with that said, again, we are Whack Brackets. You could reach me on any of the social medias at Whack Brackets, because nobody thought that was a good name except me.
I like the name.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I found it on every one of the social media platforms. I'm waiting to go to one and somebody is squatting on it thinking I'm going to pay them money and be like, nah, I'll just get at Whack Brackets Pod.
Yeah, like, I bought this in 2002 after the fall of the economy, and I've been holding it, waiting for you.
So with that said, you could reach me at Whack Brackets on any of the social media platforms. If you want to send me an email, you can send it to Where the Fire Truck or the Popcorn Bags at whackbrackets.com. I'll get that. I'll get it at anything at whackbrackets.com. You can send it to Mike's a hillbilly and doesn't know how to barbecue at whackbrackets.com. There's probably a limit to how many characters you can use before the domain name. I don't know. Try it out. So anyway, all that said, I want to thank Brianna and Mantis again for being on. This has been a fun episode. Thanks for stepping up and helping me with the special. And I will say goodbye to everyone on the way out. And I will let you guys say goodbye one more time and see you guys in a few minutes.
Thank you, everybody. We love you. Have a good one.
Thank you.
That's adorable.